perfect brotherhood. I hear horses rumble, carrying their soldiers off to fight. Gunshots pierce the silence of a calm and quiet night. I hear yelling fade away as a man draws his final breath, and with his rifle and his honor, he falls down to his death. I hear hell on earth and battle rage beneath dark eastern skies, brothers telling one another their ultimate goodbyes. Southern wind blow on through our unforgotten land, here today and yesteryear, reunited once again. Hear the cry of Confederates lost many years ago, cannons thunder and a lonesome locomotive whistle blow. Share your pride inside with your fellow rebel souls, hear their stories from beyond the grave, so many left untold. Keep Dixieland alive in your heart and in your mind. Southern wind.
After 4 years of arduous service, marked by unsurpassed courage and fortitude, the Army of Northern Virginia has been compelled to yield to overwhelming numbers and resources. I need not tell the survivors of so many hard-fought battles who have remained steadfast to the last that I have consented to this result from no distrust of them, but feeling that valor and devotion could accomplish nothing that could compensate for the loss that would have attended the continuation of the contest, I had determined to avoid the useless sacrifice of those whose past services have endeared them to their countrymen. By the terms of the agreement, officers and men can return to their homes and remain there until it's changed.
Hear the cry of Confederates lost many years ago. Cannons thunder and a lonesome locomotive whistle blow. Share your pride inside with your fellow rebel souls. Hear their stories from beyond the grave, so many left untold. Keep Dixieland alive in your heart and in your mind. Southern wind blows once again and will until the end of time.
You will take with you the satisfaction that proceeds from the consciousness of duty faithfully performed, and I earnestly pray that a merciful God will extend to you his blessing and protection. With an unceasing admiration of your constancy and devotion to your country, and a grateful remembrance of your kind, generous consideration of myself, I bid you an affectionate farewell.
All southern wind blow on through our